In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, today is the 28th day of the blessed month of Tobel. May God end it with goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saint Clement was martyred. He was the son of a faithful woman whose name was Ephrosyne from the city of Angora. When they grew up, his mother taught him the church's subjects and reared him with the Christian ethics. When he was 12 years old, he walked in the way of righteousness, and he reached a high level in worship and asceticism. He did not eat except dry vegetables, as did the three young men at the time of Daniel. When he was ordained deacon, he increased in searching the books of the Spirit of God, was open upon him. His fame spread out until it reached Emperor Diocletian. He brought the saint to befriend him and promised him that he would adopt him if he agreed to worship the idols. When he did not give in to his demands, Diocletian tortured him with various tortures. However, God strengthened him and exposed him enemies by his might. Many tortured him to an extent that he stood before seven courts to be judged by them, and at every time God strengthened and comforted him. At last, they beheaded him, and he received the crown of martyrdom. His body was taken by a faithful woman, whose name was Sophia, who buried him with great honor. His prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Cao was martyred. He was from the city of Bamawi in El Fayum. At the time, Emperor Diocletian issued an edict commanding of worship of idols. The saint resided in a home that he had built for himself outside of his city, where his worshipped God. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a vision, saying, "Why are you sitting here while martyrdom is available? Arise now and go to Lebanon, where you will find the messenger of the governor of Alexandria. Go and confess the name of Christ before him, and you will be granted the crown of martyrdom." Saint Cao rose up from his sleep with great joy, and he went to Lahun and found the messenger on the seashore. When the messenger saw him, the messenger marveled and said, "Saint Cao, behold, beautiful old age," and he honored him. The messenger took out from his pocket an idol made of gold and precious stones and said to the saint, "This is a gift of the emperor to the governor of Ancina." Saint Cao took it in his hand and admired its wonderful workmanship. Then he cast it to the ground and smashed it. The messenger became very angry and ordered him to be bound. He took him to the governor of Ancina and told the governor what Saint Cao had done. The governor tormented him. Then he sent him to the governor of the Pahansa, who also tortured him when he did not surrender and did not worship the idols. He was beheaded and received the crown of the martyrdom. Some believers came and took his body to the place where he used to worship and buried him there. They built a church after his name in the same place later on, and God manifested many miracles in it. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.